For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior captain Emma Terrace out of New Hope, Minnesota. And Emma, first of all, you scored the first goal tonight. Special teams were huge for you guys. Two power play goals, a shorthanded goal. Starting the scoring like that, like you did on that power play, how much did that launch your team throughout the rest of the game?
I think it just helps. We always want to be better on special teams, and so we always have goals about scoring on the power play and things like that and killing them off. So it was good to start it off, and it got the team rolling because our plan was to score early, so it worked out well.
And then Haley Mack with her speed and her shorthanded goal. At that point, you could tell the momentum was definitely in your hands, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. And Haley Mack, she played a heck of a game. I think she had like 11 shots out there, two goals and an assist. It was really, really good game for her.
And you also got 10 shots on net from Heather Olson, your defenseman. That's got to be her best game, despite not getting on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think she's a little bummed she didn't get on the scoreboard, but she had a heck of a game, too. She was jumping in the play, being active, and that's all you ask is from the D is to keep jumping up and making plays happen, and to have 1/6 of the shots is amazing.
60 shots on net. It's been a while since you guys have done that. How much confidence does that give you going into even the second half of the season?
It helps a lot. Our coaches have keep telling us, like, keep shooting, keep shooting. We need to get pucks on net, and things are going to happen, good things. And obviously that happened tonight. We got 5 goals, so we just got to keep shooting and things will happen for us.
5-2 win. You've got you and Haley and Alexis all with multi-point games tonight. Oh, and Mac Lange also had 2 assists. How important is it for your team to have balanced scoring? I know last weekend it was Berge and Wright and Casa. This week it's somebody different.
I think it's whoever's in the lineup, we all expect them to do something, and it's awesome because our team's so good. We're stacked, and it's hard to even put a lineup together, coaches always said, and it's true. People will come out and play heck of a games, and we expect that. Everybody's good here. Everybody knows what they're doing, so it's fun to have a team that's good and that talent.
You've been playing alongside 2 freshmen, Claire DeGeorge and Paige Beebe, and I know they have had their opportunities as well. Do you kind of have to keep them in check and remind them, you know, when they get frustrated by not scoring? Do you have to kind of tell them, hey, you know, be patient?
Not really. They both have good heads on their shoulders. They get it. They're trying their best, and they get that they're doing other things that are making them successful. And I always preach that. We talk before games, like we kind of have goals as a line that what we want to do. And I think our big goal every single time is to not get scored on or things like that. And we've done really well at that this year. So we work hard at that, and we always say that offense will come, and we've had a lot of opportunities that change momentum of the game, and we kind of stress that all the time.
And it's also nice to get scoring from your blue line. Of course, Mac Lange set up 2 beautiful goals. Alexis Joyce with her 2nd and 3rd goals of the season. I know sometimes it's hard to get the puck in the perimeter, but it's nice to get those shots from outside the perimeter, isn't it?
Yeah, our D have been amazing this year at staying active, making plays happen, and I think that's really helped with our success. And we always stress that, like, you got to keep moving on the blue line. You're not going to stand still. You got to make something happen. And they've done tremendous at that. Mac and AJ, as you can see today, did awesome at that, and they keep doing it throughout the year. So,
on a more personal note, your dad was named WCHA Fan of the Month for November. Well deserved award, by the way, because both your parents have been so involved since your freshman year. But what does that mean to you?
It's awesome. My parents love this, and I can't thank him enough for loving it and supporting me throughout this whole time. So my dad was pumped about it. It's good to see him smiling, and he definitely deserves it.
Did they bring the bus up?
Not this weekend. Not this weekend. But they're going to drive it down, I think, February when we go to Mankato. They have a big group of going down, so they're excited about that.
It's just incredible that they get an award like that. And, of course, it's always fun to see your parents here. But what's it going to take to win this game, too, against RIT? I know even Coach said it's going to be a different game tomorrow.
I think you can tell that with their past weekend. The Penn beat them pretty well, but then they came back and played a heck of a game. So I think it's just going to be getting a lot of shots still and having a really good defense and working for that offense. You can't just hope for it. So it's good that we have that kind of play, and we're just going to kind of keep going with it.
Good luck against our IIT in the next game, and thanks so much, Emma. Congrats on that goal.
Thank you.